Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It is our fall membership drive. We'll get back to that in just a moment. The midterm elections are right around the corner. Who gets elected impacts public school funding, health care, federal appointments, you name it. But does it affect the stock market and personal finances? Joining us now to talk about that is PBS personal finance expert Jonathan Pond. Known as America's Financial Planner, Jonathan has dedicated much of his career to educating the public on financial matters. His book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome back, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Ann. Delighted to be with you.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. Again, this is our fall membership drive. And remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget, whether you listen on the radio, whether you listen on television, whether you listen online. We need you to make your gift right now at WOSU.org or by calling 866-897-9678. For a contribution of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle, Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. This book is updated to reflect today's economy. And for that gift of $5 a month as a sustaining member, you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores and you can't order online. But you can get it right now. Get Money Smarts right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. Jonathan, just a thumbnail, what do you think of the world of finance these days?
Well, I mean, how many years have people been saying the market's peaked? It's time to get out. It can't go on like this. Mm-hmm. But yet it still goes on. And I hasten to add, it won't go on forever. But I certainly am not one to predict when it will end. It is slowing down a bit. Certainly the progression of stock prices. Interest rates are up a little bit, and we'll talk more about that later, mm-hmm. I'm sure, but interest rates now are suddenly looking a little more appealing for people, particularly retirees, who are looking for some income from their investments, which for the past decade almost have been rock bottom, and just now are starting to creep up a little bit. So it's interesting times. Midterm elections don't typically have a lot of influence on the markets. When it's all over, the investment markets are relieved that at least they know the direction for the next 2 years mm-hmm. of the government. So it's steady as you go for the most part. I mean, these poor people who got out of stocks, I mean, they had good reason after the crash, after mm-hmm. the presidential election. I mean, it's put a big dent in their pocketbook.
Yeah, I remember back when it hit 10,000 and everyone thought, wow, however many years ago that was. And what are we on, like 25 or 26,000?
Yeah, 26.
Yeah.
It hasn't gone as much in any direction this year. Mm-hmm. Recently, the Dow Jones reached an all-time record, which was actually reached in January. So another way of putting it is, everybody says, "Oh, all-time record, great, we're all rich." But what that says is that stocks have gone nowhere since January because it's back to slightly above where it got in January. So, but there's not a whole lot of opportunity in other kinds of investments compared with stocks. So you have to gird your loins, I think, and certainly not put all of your money into stocks. But you want to sort of maintain a steady approach to your investing.
You know, going back to what you said about the midterms, that they don't typically influence the market per se in any big way, that's if things stay the same, the status quo. If things change, if the Senate goes Democrat or the House is unlikely to go Democratic, but they could lose several seats, what then?
Well, that's certainly not unprecedented.
No.
That's more than norm.
It's typical, yeah.
But actually, the investment markets hate uncertainty. And right now, there's a bit of uncertainty as to which direction this is going to go. Once there's some certainty, yes, I think if the Democrats take over both sides of the Capitol, and it's a relatively new approach to government, or at least a changed approach, and one that may not be as business friendly. It's at least they know what's going to happen. So I just don't expect a big negative reaction to whatever the outcome of the election might be. And you know, there's certainly storm clouds all over Washington at this point, but the market is collectively pretty accurate at looking forward 6 months, maybe to a year. And I guess it likes what it sees right now. It's not perfect by any stretch, but it likes what it sees. And, you know, my objective is to guide people to take sensible steps, even though others may say you're crazy. Do things that have been proven to work in the past and will work in the future. We have no evidence that there's a draconian change in the investment markets. And another thing to pay attention to, we often lose such sight of it, is that the key to stock market performance is corporate earnings. The earnings continue, and I'm flabbergasted that they're able to do this, but they continue to improve quarter after quarter. And if that's the case, that is the driver of stock prices. All of the rest is noise. Now, if the economy starts to weaken, then the market takes a hard look at that, because eventually that may well translate into weakening profits for corporations. But it's all corporate profits that drive stock prices. And they've been pretty good at keeping them rising in a prudent manner.
Thanks to Randall Zibel from Bexley for your show of support. Randall wrote us that public radio is a service. We own it. Indeed, you do, Randall. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for this hour. The best deal we're offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a gift of support of $20 a month as a sustainer, you will receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. You get everything we are talking about today and a lot of great advice from Jonathan Pond. And remember, this book has been his book goes with it, and it's been updated to reflect today's economy. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. These thank you gifts are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you are hearing today. And don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. And I think, Jonathan, this is our ninth year together, our ninth fall membership drive together. And that's because people keep coming back. It's something you don't just get financial advice once. You go back and you get it again, and you get it from different sources that you trust and compare and contrast and make your own decisions. But this kind of an opportunity, it only comes around, you know, once or twice a year, and it's something that you can use almost every year.
That's right. The planners are constantly being changed because the economy and the investment markets and our personal financial planning needs are constantly changing, and that's why these planners have become the most popular thank you gifts in public media, because people come back regularly to their stations. The best investment you'll make is your contribution to WOSU, because it pays dividends every day, and you can do better with your financial future. That's what sustains me during this, because this is a lot of work, but I like to get good information out to people that they can benefit from and they can understand, and they can create the financial security which so many in this in the industry like you to think your situation is hopeless. Well, it isn't hopeless. You're going to do fine, but you can always do better.
866-897-9678 is the number to call right now to show your support for 89.7 NPR News. My guest again, Jonathan Pond, personal finance expert. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan, we welcome them. 614-292-8513 is the number to call, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Jonathan, we've talked about the midterms and how they don't exert as much influence on the market and investments as sometimes people like to think. But what about this new scenario we have with this apparent trade war now with China?
Yes, that is something that has been a worry for a couple of months now and will persist. You have to wonder why this was started in the first instance, but I don't want to delve into that. But what happens, or what potentially happens, is this could affect profits. We talked about that a moment ago.
Right, corporate profits.
And we're starting to see it. They're starting to have layoffs. Parts suppliers for the automotive industry are complaining that importing parts that are essential for U.S. manufactured cars are higher in price. And, you know, in Ohio, you're really at the epicenter of a lot of the manufacturing in this country, and you'll start to hear about it. Layoffs, lower profits, this could spread rapidly, and you have to wonder why it's being done, and hopefully reason will prevail, and otherwise, this could be a damper on stock prices. Yet they continue to rise. So go figure.
People, talk about the bravery issue with the stock market. A lot of people are just scared. They're skeptical. They're worried. How do you temper that when you're investing in stocks?
A variety of ways. Sometimes I find it's kind of hopeless for some people. Some people just don't have the mentality to sustain losses in their investments, which are inevitable from time to time. Mm-hmm. I've long said the only worthwhile investments are those that will periodically lose value. And they remember back in the 2000 dot-bomb crisis or the 2008 economic crisis where you can lose a lot of money awfully fast. But the fact is, history has shown, and we have no evidence that we're going to change the patterns that have been established in history, that if there are losses, they will be recovered generally very quickly, more quickly than it took to lose the money. And those who react negatively to losses, in other words, they lower their exposure to stocks or decrease them, when in fact they should be increasing them, but that takes a lot of guts. Then they're simply going to fall behind, and rather than taking a year or in a terrible market a couple of years to recover, it'll take them 10 years to recover because they miss out on the inevitable rebound in prices. Now, that's easy to say, but when you're losing money, I often say the most important thing one can have with their money, the way they handle their money, is to be able to sleep at night. And if you're losing sleep at night, yes, you need to lighten up on stocks, but lighten up maybe 5 percentage points. Or if you're in a target date fund, which is a great investment, one single investment in your workplace retirement plan, 401k or 403b. Let's say you've been in a 2030 target date fund. If you want to, switch it to a nearer date, 2025 or maybe even 2020. That way it will reduce your stock exposure because the nearer the date, the less money in stock in the target date fund. So there are ways to do this at the margin. You can say, okay, if things get worse, I won't suffer as much without throwing up your hands and giving up. You just can't do that. I don't care what you think about Washington, what you think about corporate America, whatever. It needs to be done, and particularly with interest rates low a bit, it needs to be done even more. So really, the only place that has now for longer-term growth.
Financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering three thank you gifts to you in a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive for public broadcasting and only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of our gifts, or you can call and ask about the gifts. Call 866-897-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our thank you gift levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So really, there's something for anyone and any budget. Your sustaining gift can be withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card each month. Each of these thank you gifts help you navigate the current economy. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. When you make a gift of $5 a month as a sustainer, you'll get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. And you revised Money Smarts earlier this year, Jonathan. Tell us what's new.
Oh, okay. Well, first thing is the new tax rules, Ann. They permeate a lot of the areas of our financial life. There are new approaches to investing. There are more attractive investment categories that I talk about, like international investment stocks mainly have more promise than they did a couple of years ago. So it's interesting. I went in and I said, well, I'll do a cursory revision until I found that every page of the book was revised.
Wow.
I look at it and I say, you know, there's some better, more timely information I can offer. So it is, in fact, a very thorough revision. And I'm very dedicated to public media. I just think they do wonderful things, and WOSU in your area just is a terrific asset to the community. So I'm happy to make this available only to public media members. And so I would urge you to make a gift of $5 a month or on a monthly sustaining basis, or $60, or perhaps step up to the higher levels and get these planners, which have been so popular. Mm-hmm. But the important thing is to be heard, to say thank you to WOSU. If you're already a member and can step up to another higher level, by all means, consider this, because these gifts are going to make a difference in your financial life, just like it's going to make a difference in the financial wherewithal of WOSU.
Thank you to Christian Hill from Hilliard for your pledge of support. We appreciate it. This is an investment. When you invest in WOSU, you're investing in the future of what you're going to hear. 614-292-8513. If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, make the call right now. There are no calls right now, so you won't wait. You can also email us at allsides@wosu.org. We often suggest the book for recent college graduates. If you buy the package deal, this is a nice idea for recent college grads to give them the book if you've already seen it before or after you read it.
I'm aware that in public media, you know, where we talk with stations, that this is not uncommon, particularly with the combo package. They spread it out among family members.
Right.
After all, if you think about it, if you can, this is a bit of a stretch, I think, the parents can understand out there, but if you can make your child financially self-sustaining, it's a great thing for your finances. So, you would like to think that your kids won't move back in with you in your dotage, and these tools, I think, will help them and approach their financial life. They just get no education in school on financial literacy. So let's help them out with that.
For $10 a month as a sustainer, you can choose the Money Smarts Financial Planner, the latest version of Jonathan's exclusive customized report. The planner has been revised and updated to reflect the latest thinking on smart financial planning, plus the Money Smarts book and a subscription to Jonathan's e-newsletter, Ponderings. Tell us about the Money Smarts Financial Planner. What will someone experience if they choose that?
Okay, well, Anne, it's simple on the member's end, less so on my end, but after you make your pledge of support, you will receive a questionnaire a confidential questionnaire that you can either fill out by hand and mail it to me, or you can, as most do, fill it out online and transmit it to us, and we will generate a report, a one-of-a-kind report. There are no two of these that are anywhere near similar because your situation is different.
Mm-hmm.
But there are two planners. The financial planner that we're talking about now deals with all areas of your financial life, getting the right kind of insurance, making the most of your home, controlling your debt, minimizing your taxes, planning your estate, dealing with college if you've got kids to educate. If you don't, I don't waste your time with it because it's truly customized. It deals only with matters that are important to you, and it's very comprehensive. It has a little bit on investing, but the other planner, which we'll talk about forthwith, mm-hmm. is solely devoted to investing. So you fill out the questionnaire. It takes about a half hour to complete, and you will receive your report certainly within 2 weeks that is customized just for you and has checklists, and it has a priority list of the things you need to do because I want you to pay attention to the most important things. You can understand it. It's hopeful. It's not going to say, your situation isn't all that good. It will give you things that you should be doing in order of priority to improve your financial future. And people love it. I mean, they love it because it lays things out, and they know I'm not trying to sell them anything. The only thing I'm trying to sell you on is making your investment in WOSU, and then I promise you I will provide information that customized just for you that is going to make a difference in your future.
Thanks to Marie Acosta from Columbus for your pledge of support. You're listening to All Sides with Dan Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and we're talking about personal finance today with Jonathan Pond, personal finance expert, great friend of the show, joins us a couple times a year to share his expertise, to share his insights, and we have him on a couple times a year because things change. You know, Jonathan, a neighbor just said to me the other night, she goes, for the first time in 6 years, we're not going to have college tuition payments. That really changes their prospects. That changes what they can do and what their options are. And that's what you address in your personal or Money Smarts financial planner. The Money Smarts investment planner, that's relevant as well because it changes what their usable income for investments is.
That's right. It focuses on investing, the investment planner, and will provide a variety of tools. Again, the questionnaire is pretty straightforward to fill out, a half hour of effort. And by the way, there's no deadline on the questionnaire. The deadline is this is an hour program.
Mm-hmm.
So please call in or go to WOSU.org and say you'd like one or both of the planners. Now, the investment planner has a variety of things, but it mainly emphasizes diversification, how you should diversify your investments. It makes specific investment recommendations of mutual funds and exchange-traded funds that aren't laden with commissions. These are all the great mutual fund companies and financial institutions that are trustworthy. And I pick these out. These are unique for each individual. These robo-advisors.
Yeah, someone asked that about that. Kiffy on Facebook wanted to know about Wealthfront.
Yeah, well, Wealthfront is fine, but it's one size fits all. They just recommend the same thing for everybody or the same funds. In our situation, we actually pick the fund out based upon things like your age, how comfortable you are with risk, your tax bracket, whether the money is going into a taxable account or a retirement account. That's all relevant. And not only that, it gives another investment hierarchy, which says where is the best place to put your money. Is it an IRA? Is it a 401k? And it goes from top to bottom, So a lot of people are in a quandary as, well, should I do it, you know, should I put this money into savings or should I put it into a retirement plan? If I put it into a retirement plan, which one? So you have to, you know, go through the procedure of buying these investments. We don't do that for you. You can do that very easily, but you're doing it on your own. You're not having somebody tell you this is the way it's going to be invested, and that's it. And they, you know, I think particularly the erudite public media members really like that because they have more control over their financial future. So the investment planner is a nicely coordinated with the financial planner. There's no overlap between the two. And at the $20 sustainer level, $20 monthly sustainer level, you will receive both of them. You might want to give one to somebody else in the family or do both of them yourself and really get a comprehensive look at what you need to do now to thrive even more so in the future.
We have about 27 minutes left in the hour, and I'd like to see 20 pledges. That's a lot. That's ambitious, but I know you're out there listening. Now I need you to show your support. Tell us that this is important. Tell us that the kind of conversations we bring to you every day matters to you. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Remember, this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher, and the time to make a gift is right now while Jonathan Pond is on the air with us. Support the conversations we bring you every day. We work hard to bring you interesting people, and our conversations are in-depth. Many times we talk to a guest for an entire hour, and I know that when we're booking them, sometimes the booking person calls back and says, for an hour? I mean, they're glad they can get 5 minutes on another station. When we think it's worth it, we give you those lengthy interviews. It gives you time to participate. It gives you time to listen and to ponder what you're hearing. When you make a gift of $5 a month as a sustainer, you get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. It's updated again this year. It's something he said, every single page in the book has been updated. It's something you can read yourself and pass on to someone you know who could use the financial advice. This book is not available in stores. You can't ask Alexa to order it for you. You have to support WOSU right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. There is a combo level at $20 a month as a sustaining member. You get the book. You get both the Money Smarts Investment Planner and the Money Smarts Financial Planner that Jonathan Pond just described to you. Both the Money Smarts, the $20 a month, it includes as well a one-year subscription to Ponderings, Jonathan's weekly e-newsletter, plus a coupon for one download of the exclusive ebook version of Money Smarts with Jonathan Pond. That enables you to keep either the softcover book or the ebook, give the other version to a family member or a friend. Lots of options there. I always think, Jonathan, like, okay, so you have a couple kids. One graduated from college maybe 5 or 6 years ago. They're starting to actually make some real money. Maybe that's time for their first investment planner. Maybe the other one just got out of college. They need maybe the financial planner or the Money Smarts book. Maybe you can use the financial planner yourself. There's lots of different reasons to mix it up from 1 year to the next.
That's right. You hit that nail right on the head, Ann, and that's the way to do it. I gather, we don't keep the information. This information is entirely confidential, and we don't retain the information. It's yours, and we're not going to violate your confidentiality. As a matter of fact, if you're concerned about that, you can fill out the questionnaire online and not even use your name or address. So we do need your internet address, but that's it to get the report to you. But what we've been told by the stations is about a third of the items that are taken advantage of as part of this program are given to family members or acquaintances. So I'm happy to see that and spread the wealth, and hopefully everybody benefits. I know they will.
Is a home still a good investment?
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Even at these kind of bubbly-ish looking rates?
It's sort of like stocks. Stocks at all-time highs. You can buy them at all-time highs because you're looking into the future. And if you look 10 years or more into the future, stocks right now are cheap relative to what they will be. That's what has been shown in the past. I mean, if I had a lot of money right now sitting on the sidelines and wanted to invest it, I'd probably invest it somewhat more gradually mm-hmm. into the stock market and keep it diversified. But it's the same with a house. You look to the future. I tell people, don't buy a house if you think you're going to be moving within 5 years. But otherwise, buy the house. Yes, they're astoundingly expensive in many areas of the country. I'm speaking from Boston, and it's insane. But the fact is, there are people creating a nice little nest egg through home ownership, which they don't when they rent. There's nothing wrong with renting, but it's money sort of down the drain, whereas if you own, you have something which, if you can be mortgage-free by the time you retire, mm-hmm. and I'll certainly emphasize that in your financial planning report, it just changes completely your retirement outlook, having the house free and clear.
Thanks to Wendy Sullivan from Worthington for your pledge of support. We have about 21 and a half minutes to go in this hour and 19 pledges to go. I set that challenge to you. I know we can make it. Give whatever you can afford to give. Jonathan Pond never suggests you spend more than you can afford to spend. Some people can't afford to spend anything right now. So we're depending on other people who maybe are a little bit better off to help them out. I remember when I was younger, I couldn't afford, or I thought I couldn't afford, and other people gave so that the public media would be there for me in the future. Think about that. Think about investing in the future for your children, for your grandchildren, by supporting public media right now. 866-897-9678 is the number to call, or you can go to WOSU.org and just click on donate, and they'll get you right there, and there's a lot more detailed descriptions of our thank you gifts for this hour. Thanks to Penny Tips from Westerville for your support. Yay, Penny. Appreciate your support. 18 pledges to go in this hour and just about 20 and a half minutes to go. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Jonathan, you keep things pretty upbeat, but we hear a lot that younger people with the gig economy, with all of that, that they're going to struggle more financially. You know, I started working in a job with a pension when I was 29 years old. It was 150 years ago, granted. But, you know, the pensions aren't normal anymore. Younger people are more often working two or three jobs and patching things together. They don't have that kind of pension or that 401k option. But a lot do. Do you think they're going to struggle more financially in the future?
I don't think so. I'm more concerned than I used to be, Ann. And I actually wrote a piece in Ponderings just a couple of weeks ago, which is my weekly blog, which the members will be able to receive. But that talked about how many times in the past 40 years we've had articles indicating that our kids aren't going to live as well off as the parents. And I think we're now into like the eighth time that this has been said, and it hasn't been true in the past. But it's really a function of a couple of things. It's a function of the resourcefulness of the child in the workforce, certainly, and the striving to improve your career, as well as, I hate to say it, but hey, this is a university town. It's very important, and that is, what are you selecting? What kind of career are you aiming for as part of your college studies? Because there are going to be a lot of jobs lost. There are because of technology, and you don't want from the get-go to be affected deleteriously by selecting the wrong career. Now, you can change careers, certainly, And but you really need to pay some attention to that. I saw a piece that was done out of Oxford University in the UK that indicated that 50% of the jobs were going to disappear. Job classifications were going to disappear in the next 20 years. Well, I took it upon myself, and this I say myself. This I'm blessed with wonderful interns here. I said, look, go back to 1960. To 1960 to 1980, computers were coming in and all that. And go to the government job tables and see how many of them disappeared. How many of them were gone in 1980 that were there in 1960? Well, it was about 40% of the jobs, and almost as many new careers were created. So I worry about this more than I have in the past. But it's also a heck of a way to go through life if your parents or you are convinced that you're not going to do as well.
Mm-hmm.
You can do as well. It takes a bit of luck, but it's more skill and stick-to-itiveness to do that. So don't get down on this, but do be careful about how you select a major. By the way, another study that came out as to what are the, you know, you always see these things. What are the worst majors and what are the best majors? This investigation said liberal arts is still an outstanding major, but it assumes you're going to need to go to a more specialized program in graduate school. But recruiters still like liberal arts majors. I can't dispute.
If you have a question for Jonathan Pond, 614-292-8513, or you can email us at allsides@wosu.org. Thanks to Greg Bean DeFlumer from Columbus for your pledge of support. We have just about 16 minutes to go and 17 pledges. So let's get those calls in, 614-292-8513 for questions. To show your support, 866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. Give what you can afford. Show your support at whatever level is comfortable for you. Make a gift of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. Pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner. It's your personal finance report. It's done by Jonathan Pond. You fill out a short questionnaire, and then Jonathan sends you personalized financial planner. Plus, you also get Jonathan's book. That is for $10 a month as a sustaining member. Go to WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. The best deal of the day, for $20 a month as a sustaining member, you receive the combo package, Jonathan Pond's newest book, a personalized financial planner, and a personalized investment planner. That's $20 a month withdrawn from your checking account or charged to your credit card. Thanks to Michael and Barbara Fulmar from Columbus for your pledge of support, and also Wayne Babcock from Columbus for your pledge. That means 15 to go. I know we can do it. Help us out. Show your support. It's a double whammy in a good way. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We have a bank of volunteers just a couple walls away from me right now. And this is one of the things I love about this whole process is Jonathan donates his time. It takes a lot of work present these planners. He spends a lot of time preparing them for you and for us to present to you. And our volunteers take the calls a couple walls away. They're local people who come in here, and this is how they're investing their time in their public radio station, 89.7 NPR News. This is how you can invest in us as well. Call 866-897-9678. Thanks to Mandy Root Thompson from Westerville for your pledge of support. That means 14 pledges to go in just about 14 minutes. Again, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Jonathan, you've mentioned a few things, but beyond saving a lot of money or beyond saving as much money as you can, what is the best thing that you can do to prepare for a financially comfortable retirement? You said, you know, get no mortgage, get that paid off.
Yeah. Yeah. Own a home, certainly, and invest in here. And again, I'm preaching to the choir in a university town, and that's your single best investment. You need to get, and this is why these planners really help, because they highlight things that you need to do that may not be obvious. Getting the right kind of insurance at the right price, planning your estate is helpful.
Mm-hmm. 866-897-9678.
And that unfunded events that are going to cost you money, big time, big money. So do call now, take advantage of these items, and it will help you based upon your circumstance. It's hard to generalize, but if I get the questionnaire and I know more about you and know enough about you to give you the right kind of information. And by the way, Ann, I've been in the studios at WOSU, and I must correct you, and I'm not going to talk about the modest surroundings. I promise I will never do that
again.
But I must qualify. They're not volunteers. They're friendly volunteers.
Yes.
Because they always have great smiles on, and thank you so much to them.
Yeah, they're super cool people. Thanks to our volunteers who are waiting for your call right now, 866-897-9678. Or you can go online to WOSU.org. If you're listening to the app, just go to the link and click on Donate or Give now, 1-866-897-9678. My guest is Jonathan Pond, personal finance expert. He's been with us for many years now, and he's the reason why. Why is because he's a sure thing. He is one sure thing in the world. You know that Jonathan's going to give you an honest answer when you ask a question. So if you have a question for him, let's get that in. 614-292-8513. What are the biggest financial mistakes people make when it comes to retirement? What not to do, I guess.
Yeah. Overspending in retirement is a crucial problem these days. People start out in retirement. They spend a couple of years greatly overspending their resources, and then the die is cast because then it becomes very difficult to cut back in their...
Is it from traveling, that kind of a thing, or buying a new boat? I mean, what do you mean?
Part of that happens, but that's forgivable. You know, there is some overspending. You want to splurge a little bit. But they get into the habit. I mean, you can reduce it to a percentage. And I bring this up in the reports, the financial planning report. But it's between 4% and 5% of your nest egg. And people say, well, wait a minute. I have $200,000 in my nest egg. You say I can take out 5%, that's $10,000 out of my nest egg? I say yes, because this money is going to have to last you for around 30 years if you retire in your mid-60s. People are living that long.
Right.
So you've just got to be realistic about it, because there's nothing worse than running out of money after retirement. It's happening.
What about the idea of waiting till you're whatever? I guess 70 is the latest you can wait for Social Security. Putting off that that option as long as possible.
That makes a lot of sense for a lot of people, because every year you delay collecting Social Security is an 8% increase per year in your annual Social Security income, and that can make a big difference, particularly if you're married and the higher earning spouse waits to collect until 70, because then should that person predecease, the surviving spouse gets the higher of the two benefits, doesn't get both benefits, the higher of the two benefits, in this instance, the deceased spouse, who was the higher-earning spouse to begin with. So these are brought up in both the book and the report, but it's beneficial to wait. Let's put it that way. However, only 2% of the population actually waits until age 70 to collect. I wish it were a lot higher.
Thanks to Tommy Glandon from Columbus for your pledge of support today. We have 13 pledges to go in just about 10 minutes, a little less than 10 minutes. I know we can make those 13 pledges of support. Show your support right now, 866-897-9678. Tell us that WOSU and 89.7 NPR News is something that you want around in the future for others. This is a show of support. This is a vote of confidence for 89.7 NPR News, for All Sides with Ann Fisher, and all the programs we bring you every single day on 89.7 NPR News. The number to call to show your support, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. For just the deal of the day, again, $20 a month as a sustaining member, you receive the combo package, Jonathan Pond's newest book. He said every single page has been updated, a personalized financial planner and a personalized investment planner. That's a $20 a month withdrawal from your checking account or charge to your credit card. Become a member online at WOSU.org or call 866-897-9678. We want to encourage people to become first-time members of 89.7 NPR News. We want to see more members. More members. We spread around not only the wealth, but a little bit of the burden of affording the kind of programming that we bring to you every day. 866-897-9678 is the number to call. Thanks to Jamie Berry from Columbus for your pledge. That means we have 12 to go in just about 8 minutes. 866-897-9678. Join Jamie Berry from Columbus and show your support for 89.7 NPR News and the programming that you depend on every single day. Some people say, well, they seem sort of apologetic, Jonathan. They say, well, I listen at night when I'm on my way home from work. Most people listen in their car. It's very typical. You don't have to ever apologize for listening to our programming, for listening to All Sides. But this is the time to show us in dollars and cents what we mean to you. If you can't afford any of these gifts, that's okay. Show your support at whatever level you can afford. 866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Maybe you listen to the program all the time. It's something you do every single day. Maybe you're one of those people that text your friends while you're listening to the show because everybody's listening at the same time. If you do, then we know that we work hard to bring you a diverse range of topics from news of the day to long-term trends to cultural issues that affect all of us. You're going to hear about it on this show. Our goal over time is to bring you all sides of the issues that matter to you. This is something that only happens on public radio. 866-897-9678 is the number to call to show your support for the local programming that is truly local. Or call or go to WOSU.org. Jamie in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
I had a question. Long-term health care insurance. Just some thoughts on that.
Long-term health care insurance, Jonathan Pond, what say you?
Okay. How old are you, Jamie?
I'm 55.
Okay. It's certainly something worth pursuing. It buys some peace of mind. Are you single or in a relationship?
I'm single.
Okay. It's less important, although the salespeople will never tell you this, it's less important for a single individual because the main danger that long-term care insurance provides is if one spouse or partner has to spend down their assets for their long-term care, they leave the survivor in a pickle, to say the least. So I would think you would consider it in that context that as a single person, there's less of a need, but it can buy some peace of mind, number one. And number two, it can empower you perhaps to spend more in retirement than you might otherwise because you know you've covered your long-term care. It's not inexpensive. They're raising the premiums on this, even for people who already own the policy.
Mm-hmm.
So you could expect your premiums to double over the course of your retirement. It's unlikely it would go up that much, but it's something to be carefully evaluated. And by the way, the Money Smarts financial planner has an extremely helpful, it's not only my opinion, but the opinion of others, that will take a hard look at your overall situation and make a pretty specific recommendation on whether or not you should consider it.
Jamie, thanks for that call. James in Columbus, you're on the air. Hi, James. Go ahead.
I think he has answered my question. The question was, how can I consolidate my 401k? I work in several places in the state.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch that last sentence.
How can I consolidate my 401k?
Okay.
Okay. So, Jamie, this is, oh, I'm sorry.
James.
James, it is, do you have more than one job, or was this from a former job you had?
It's from a former job. I work in various places in the state.
Okay.
Okay. You can do one of two things from your former job. You can take the four, well, actually three things. You can keep it where it was, but that's not something you'd want to do, and I agree with you. Secondly, you can roll it over into an IRA, or you can roll it over into your new employer's 401k. I think most people prefer the IRA. They have more control over it, and that will get rid of the 401k you have from a former employer, but it will allow you to keep it. You won't pay taxes or fees when you transfer the money, and it'll be better consolidated. So good luck with that. I think that's a thing that a lot of people don't do, but James is exactly right. They should.
Thanks, James, for that call. The number to call to show your support today, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We just have a little over 2 minutes to go with Jonathan Pond, and I think we have about 10 or 12 calls to make to reach that very ambitious goal that I set for this hour. 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Jonathan, we're running out of time, but I did want to ask you about something. I know a lot of people personally who are being asked to to be bought out of their pensions. It's from a company that was purchased, and now they want to cash out the pension program, and you have a choice to either go to a pretty limited annuity situation, or which would be like what the pension would have been, or you can take the cash and run. What do you tell people in those kind of situations? It's scary because you think, I worked for this company all these years. I thought I'd always have the pension.
Yeah, it certainly is, and if you annuitize, it's basically an irreversible decision. This would be a time when you might want to consult with an advisor, somebody who's independent, not just selling products, and make a decision, because it can be reduced to a mathematical calculation. If you're comfortable with investing, or you have somebody who you're comfortable with handling your investments, it may make sense to take the money and roll it over into an IRA and wait on the annuity until you're older, when you'll get a higher emolument. This is a bad time to annuitize because interest rates are so low.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the other hand, I have seen some annuities, not very often, that are so generous it would be foolhardy not to take the annuity, even though it's lower than it might otherwise have been. Hey. Thank you so much, Ann.
Yeah, Jonathan Pond, a personal finance expert. Thanks to you as well. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus, online at WOSU.org, a service of WOSU Public Media, 89.7 NPR News, global, local. Make that call right now, 866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Show your support for All Sides with Ann Fisher, for 89.7 NPR News, for the content that you depend on every single day. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. Show your support right now, and thank you for all your support.